You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Entrust dividend payment is a payout of Entrust's dividends in Vector Limited and is paid out to beneficiaries throughout Tāmaki Makaurau who reside within the Entrust district. During the current cost of living crisis, the dividend payment is expected to be a welcome relief for Aucklanders eligible to receive it. Last year, Entrust paid out more than $300 each to more than 356,000 Entrust beneficiaries throughout Auckland. To learn more about the Entrust dividend payment, where the money comes from for it, and how many Aucklanders can expect to receive the payment this year, I spoke to Denise Lee, Entrust's dividend subcommittee spokesperson, and started off by asking Denise how much the 2023 dividend payment will be. To learn more about Entrust's operations, I asked Denise how Entrust operates and also asked about a tax reform campaign Entrust is fronting that aims to secure $14 million extra in dividends for Aucklanders. How much is the 2023 Entrust dividend payment?
Well, we don't exactly know yet. It hasn't been set yet. It will depend on how many people are eligible to receive the dividend because you've got to divide it by those people. And then how much profit is made by Vector. And we own 75.1% of Vector, so we just have to see, but that will be known around September this year. Last year, we gave a cash dividend payment to those who are eligible, a total of $303.
Where do the funds for the dividend payment come from?
Well, Entrust owns 75.1% of shares in Vector, and that's held in trust for beneficiaries. People are eligible. And so the payments come each year based on the annual profit generated by Vector. So that's why we have to wait till later in the year to see how Vector fared this year, and then we can get on with the job, our sole job, of distributing the cash payment to people who are eligible.
How many people will receive the dividend payment and what areas of Auckland does it cover?
Yes, yeah, so it's big numbers, over 356,000 Vector customers, eligible beneficiaries get notified and covers Central Auckland, East Auckland and South Auckland. So it's a trust that's been set up for a couple of decades now to keep the electricity beneficiary payments in public hands. And so we're an elected body and it's our absolute joy and pleasure to help with these cash payments each year.
Where can Aucklanders go to get more information about the dividend payment?
Go to our website and it's got everything you need, all the frequently asked questions, all the difficult questions, it's all there, and that is www.entrustnz.co.nz.
To learn more about Entrust's operations, I asked Denise how Entrust operates and also asked about a tax reform campaign Entrust is fronting that aims to secure $14 million extra in dividends for Aucklanders. Many Aucklanders don't know what a trust is or how it functions. Could you explain a little bit about how Entrust operates?
Yeah, so it's a private trust, a very unique private trust that owns the majority of Vector, which is the power lines company, on behalf of Auckland beneficiaries. And in the area that we cover, which is Central, East and South Auckland, there are 356,000 beneficiaries at the moment because, as you know, more people keep moving into those areas in Auckland. So if your name is on the power bill at your place and you are located in that, you know, in that district, in our Entrust district, then you are very likely eligible for the payment.
Entrust says that Aucklanders are missing out on $14 million in dividend payments. Why is this?
Yeah, so this is a different little campaign that we've got going on. In fact, it's not a little campaign, it's a big campaign because it's outrageous. Just under $14 million every year are lost to people in our Entrust district because they are overtaxed. So we've started a overtax campaign and we're talking to specifically all parties in Parliament to talk to them about a real simple solution to stop that overtaxing. And it gets worse, Andre, because the people who are largely overtaxed are people on low incomes, and that's 70% of our beneficiaries being overtaxed and could receive, so this is the real personal kicker for people, they could receive somewhere around $90 more on top of their $303 last year, and they're just simply not getting it because of a tax rule.
How long has Entrust been campaigning for this reform?
Oh, we've been going on it for a number of years now, but we've really kicked up the urgency and the way that we want to convey our message. We've even started a petition on it because, hey, it's election year. We think that politicians should be listening to what is a simple fix. And, you know, it's really, really important. Everyone's under pressure this year, right? Everyone's talking about the cost of living crisis and, you know, difficulty paying bills. And as I said before, 70% of our people in Entrust, our beneficiaries, are missing out on somewhere around $90 a year because of a simple tax rule. So if that was changed by a motivated party in Parliament, no matter who they are, we could really help some people out in Auckland this year.
So do you think your pleas have fallen on deaf ears? And if so, why do you think political parties on both sides have been apprehensive to reform this policy?
Yeah, well, it's a mystery to us. I'd like to completely understand why it's falling on deaf ears. We are a trust like other trusts, and perhaps us asking to slightly change the rules for us has got IRD and others a bit nervous about setting precedent. But here's the thing, right? We're a very unique trust. No one distributes to 356,000 people a cash payment each year like we do. So for us to have a slight change in our trust status would make a big difference and thoroughly worthwhile, especially when we consider people who really need some extra cash this year.
So if there are Aucklanders who are interested in getting involved in the campaign that Entrust has launched, where can they go?
Head to our Entrust website. Entrust is spelled E-N, Trust, and it's entrustnz.co.nz. And right there on the front page, on the homepage, you'll see our big wording around this overtax campaign and a petition that you can sign. Please sign it and share it because it'll make a difference to 70% of the people who live in our area.
That was Denise Lee, spokesperson for Entrust's Dividend Subcommittee, speaking to me about the Entrust dividend payment and the Entrust tax reform campaign and petition. If you would like to learn more about the Entrust dividend payment and your eligibility, or sign Entrust's petition, visit the Entrust website at entrustnz.co.nz.
Thanks for that, Andre. We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.